We have a really good first date story.
Yeah, well, it's not just like a first date. It's like a first weekend.
It's a saga.
Yeah.
It was a roller coaster.
I mean, mostly for me. I feel like you were just enjoying yourself.
I was not.
Dun, dun, dun. Is there a sound effect that we can...
Oh.
we're still just figuring out our soundboard, so we don't have all our sound effects. Yeah. You want to try one more?
Oh, crap.
It's not a joke. Okay. All right. We're 0-2.
Yeah. Welcome to the Kapower Hour.
A Kapodcast.
By the Kapows. I'm Lauren Powell.
And I'm her husband, Sean Casey.
And together we are the Kapows.
Kapow!
Yeah, so that's our married name.
It was also our wedding hashtag.
Yeah, and so for the past 8 years, kind of our friends have called us the Kapows.
Yeah. Our Netflix sign-on is the Kapows. With an exclamation point. That's the important part.
Let's not give away our login credentials. The 10-year anniversary of our first date is...
That's wild.
Like, next week.
Yeah.
So we thought, what better way to celebrate that than to launch a podcast? So basically, when you and I first started dating... No. Yeah. Wait. This is how we first started dating. Welcome to the podcast, Lauren. Okay. So I lived in LA. You lived in San Diego.
Yep.
And I was coming down to visit my friend for the weekend because it was her birthday.
And she had just started dating my friend.
Yeah. And so we had met.
You came to one of my parties. I didn't know. Yeah. I didn't know till later after we were already, was even when we were married. I saw a photo of you in the photo from the party. I was like, you were there?
Memorable. And I just remember thinking like, this guy makes everyone laugh. Everyone seems to like him. Who is this guy that has so many friends?
Okay. So. We had met each other, but nothing, you know, you remember meeting me. I don't remember meeting you.
It's great.
I do. I just
love this already.
I just didn't know that you were at that party. I had a lot of things on my mind at that party.
It's fine. I get you back later.
I get you later in the story.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't remember much of how it like literally went down.
I think I might have a little bit better memory of that part. Night. Yeah.
Because this wasn't our first date, but it led to what became our first date.
Right.
Okay.
So we're at Bubs in Pacific Beach, San Diego. RIP just closed. And you come up to me, and I don't think we had like talked to each other at all.
I just come in hot. I was like.
Yeah. I don't remember having any prior conversations with you at the bar up to that point. And you're just like, I bet I can pick you up. And I was like, what? And you just picked me up and I was like, oh wow. And then your legs just gave out.
Because I should not be picking you up.
And like, it's like from a movie though. Like we just like fell flat down and we both started laughing.
That's just so weird that I've never used that as a pickup line before. It's not like I'm a bodybuilder, you know? It's like also most of the internet thinks we're both very short. The internet thinks I'm 5'3".
Yeah.
And which means you being my same height on camera, that means they also think you're 5'3".
So 2 5'3" people just falling on the floor.
But actually, I'm 5'9", and Sean is 5'10". Wink.
5'9¾".
He's shrinking.
With shoes.
We've measured each other after a hangover night. And like, I swear, he's getting shorter. But then he'll be taller the next
time. Moving on.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So we fell for each other.
Mm-hmm. Ah, no, you already did that one. I know. We fell for each other.
Who put me in charge of the soundboard?
Yeah, we're sitting on the wrong side. I was thinking we should have like labeled those, but no, it's way better just no labels.
Okay, I don't remember anything other than we made out in a parking lot that night.
Yeah, which parking lot?
I think Burger King.
And every other person who lives in Pacific Beach knows that there was not a Burger King in Pacific Beach.
Why do I think Burger King then?
I don't know. It was McDonald's.
I mean, it's not like I remember much, so I can't really argue here, but...
Yeah, I don't... At that point, I don't really remember much either.
Then I spent the rest of the weekend avoiding you.
Yeah. So we go to a barbecue at our friend's. It's Memorial Day weekend, and you're there, and there's this photo of you with my best friend, Mike, and my brother, Chad, and, like, you're just, like, taunting me. Like, you're taking photos with the people that I love, but, like, ignoring me.
Because I was acquaintances with your ex-girlfriend and I was terrified.
But we had been broken up for a while at that point.
Still, it just felt like, oh, he's off limits. I can pick him up physically in a bar, but no, nothing other than that.
I can pick him up at a bar. We can make out in a Burger King / McDonald's parking lot.
But it can't but go any further.
Can't go past that. At this point, I'm smitten. I don't know what happened. I don't know what you did. I don't know what the picking up thing or the making out.
I was so not memorable at that party.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what changed. So then I'm like pursuing you and you're just like ignoring me. And like, if I come into the room, you leave the room. Like, I just remember I felt like I was chasing you through the house just because like you would not be in the same room with me. And then this is the funny part.
Are we really going to talk about this?
Yes. What did you do in an effort to keep me off the path?
I thought the best way to turn you off, to really just put a nail in the coffin and end your pursuance of me, would be to maturely and strategically kiss your best friend.
And how did that go?
He's a really good person who was like, I can't do this. Sean really likes you. And I was like, ugh. Sean's friends are so nice. He's so nice. This is disgusting. And then I went home.
Yeah.
And then the next morning, I get a text from you apologizing. You wanted to take me to coffee.
I was like, I'm sorry. I like you so much.
No, you were like, I'm sorry for like stalking you around the party. And then I was like, okay, fine, I'll go get coffee with you.
Yeah, so I went to Woody's on the boardwalk in PB. It was a coffee date.
I didn't necessarily think it was a date.
Yeah.
I thought we were just going to get coffee to talk about whatever.
You were like, I'm going to give you one more opportunity to apologize more for stalking me at the party yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't think it was a date.
So then we go to Woody's and we end up just sitting and talking for like six straight hours.
With no sunscreen.
No sunscreen. Both got very sunburned.
Woody's is this cafe. That's the other thing. I knew. I was like, oh, you're asking me to go somewhere that doesn't even serve alcohol. That showed your intentions in my mind. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's like this cafe that's basically on the boardwalk in PB. And so we were just sitting there for 6 hours. Didn't even know 6 hours had passed. We were so sunburned. Your friend was like, I'm leaving town.
Yeah.
Asshole. Yeah. Like, where are you?
Nobody. My phone's blowing up the entire time. Just ignoring all my phones or all my texts.
All your phones? Why you got so many phones?
I only have one phone. So we have this like great first date. We're just like agreeing on everything, like life views. I got really deep. And yeah, I'd never like had that experience on a first date before. Like that just kicked off this crazy rapid relationship.
Yeah. After that, we never spent a weekend apart, even though we lived 2 hours away.
Yeah.
So you came out to LA, then I came to San Diego, like literally every weekend for the next 8 months till you moved to LA.
Yeah. I think we might have missed one weekend for some reason, but like literally every weekend we were driving back and forth between LA. And then I had swore up and down that I was never leaving San Diego and I was never dating a girl who lived in Los Angeles. And then I did both. And now here we are.
Here we are.
Yeah.
But now we're back in San Diego. So
yeah,
we both win.
I played the long game.
Well, I think we have a very good first date story, but there are a lot of bad first dates out there. I've been on a handful. I remember this one stands out. And I have like the worst memory. Like I have a terrible memory. Mm-hmm. We don't know if it's related to drinking. A doctor will do a lobotomy on my brain one day and be like, there's nothing left.
I have to like drain the white claw from your brain first.
Then. But I remember this date vividly. It was before you, obviously. So it was like an internet date. We got together before Tinder. So this was probably like OkCupid. I go on this date with this guy and I just remember like he was wearing this like gross faux red leather jacket. Like it looked like pleather. And not that this is a bad thing or doesn't really add to the story, but he was a wedding DJ and he just took it very seriously.
I mean, that's a very wedding DJ thing to wear.
Is it? And he bought me a drink.
This is in Los Angeles?
It's in LA.
Okay.
I just remember, like, the memorable part of the story isn't what happened on the date. It's what happened after. So, like, he buys me a drink. It's just drinks, not dinner. And I knew I didn't want to, like, talk to this person anymore. I knew this wasn't the guy. But he, like, he was like, let's get another drink. And I'm like, crap. So we ended up, he bought me like two drinks and then walked me to my car. I don't know what signals I was giving him, but he really thought that this was going the long way and tried to kiss me. And I was just like, no. But then I go home and like, I tweeted, which like, he didn't have my Twitter handle. He didn't.
That you know of.
Right. And I tweeted like, oh, the best part of dating is the free drinks. Right. Kind of douchey to say. And he did freaking find my Twitter handle. No. Yeah, because I guess like a few days had gone by and I hadn't replied to his text.
You were
like,
ghosting him.
Yeah, I was ghosting him.
Yeah.
I was like 22. Come on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so he got butt hurt and I guess he found me on the internet because I had just launched like my first short film and we talked about it on the first date. He looked up that short film, which was called The First Time. He looked up, he found my tweet and he texted me after I ghosted him like this long paragraph. I think I can find the text screenshot.
Really?
Yeah. It was like, hope you enjoyed the free drinks. I thought you really liked me. Turns out you're a better actress than you are in The First Time. So in one text, he insulted my first short film. He insulted me and just like roasted me.
I mean, that's pretty clever.
Oh, wow. Take his side.
No, not at all. But like if you're sending like a text that you're mad about, like that's pretty good. Like he hit it all in like a couple sentences.
Yeah, I didn't reply.
Yeah.
Passive aggressive. But I took a screenshot and here I am talking about it today, 10 years later.
I know.
12 years later.
Maybe he's the biggest wedding DJ in the world. We don't even know.
Do you have a bad? I feel like I'm just like, oh, you scream Mr. Congeniality. I can't picture you having a bad first date ever.
I also didn't date a ton.
Because you were a serial monogamous.
Yeah, I was a serial monogamous from like the time I was 16 to like my mid 20s. So I didn't have a ton of first dates.
Are you saying you're no longer a serial monogamous?
I'm the serialist monogamous forever. Okay. Where was I?
I don't know.
Okay. So, but I did date a little bit in my late 20s before I met you. And one woman sticks out and I don't know if she was just really nervous or what it was, but we go out for drinks or dinner or whatever. And she just like proceeds to tell me all the times that she cheated on the person that she was with.
Wow.
Yeah. And like the stories just kept getting crazier and crazier. And I didn't know if she was making it up or like, but I'm just like, why are you doing this? Like, you can leave. You don't have to stay here. But it was so weird.
Did you think she was into you? Like, why would she tell you that?
I don't know. It was so strange. And I just didn't know how to react because it's just like, are you just getting this all out so there's no like secrets?
Are you trying to blow this?
Yeah, exactly. So I just, at the end, I'm just like, I think she just doesn't want to be here and is just trying to do everything that she can to like turn me away. But like, it was our first date. We had like...
Oh, I'm surprised you didn't try to marry her after she tried to turn you away.
She told me one time that she left a date to go have sex with the waitress or waiter, which I was just like, wow, okay. It's like,
and she's like, be right back.
Yeah, it was so weird. It was very weird.
Do you remember how you like ended the date?
For me, it was very clear. I'm never going to see this person ever again.
Yeah.
That's by far the strangest first date I've ever had.
I had another one in high school. I mean, you know how weird I am. So I didn't go on many dates in high school. And this one guy who was like 2 years older than me, we're both in theater. He like asked me out to the movies and he shows up to pick me up. And my mom is like, oh, we just cooked dinner. Come inside. And I was like, ugh. Cause I guess he was going to take me to dinner. And my mom was like, where are you guys going? He was like, I don't know. And then she was like, eat here. And he was like, cool. Less money for me to have to spend. Sounds great. And so we're eating. Have I told you this story?
I don't think so.
So we're eating. It was like spaghetti. And we had like garlic bread. And I just remember he was eating this bread. It was so crunchy. It was eating it so loud and fast. Like he was just like, crunch, 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 crunch. And I was like, you know how weird I am about
auditory. Yeah, you have that auditory thing. What is it? What's it called?
I forget. But it's a real thing.
It's a real thing.
And it like, I see red.
It makes you very angry.
Certain sounds. And so I'm sitting here just like so turned off. Like, why is he chewing that bread so loudly and so quickly?
And was it like, oh, he's chewing garlic bread. We're definitely not kissing later.
I don't know. I was 16, 15. Anyway, you weren't
thinking about kissing at 16?
I don't want to know anymore. Okay, calm down.
Yeah, me either.
So we go to the movies and he has one of those like Honda Civic or a Jetta that was like, he got it souped up or something where it sat lower to the ground.
Oh, it was like a Golf maybe?
Maybe. And then he had the lights underneath.
Oh.
And he had a freaking subwoofer. Talk about my auditory issues. It was so loud. The whole car was just like vibrating. And then we like come to a stoplight. I tell you, before we even got to the movie, I hated it. I was like, I don't want to be on this date anymore. Before the date even really began, we get to a stoplight and this cop pulls up behind him. And he's like, oh, I gotta ditch this cop. And I'm like, What? The cop did not.
This wasn't is trying in to, like rural North Carolina.
This is in Fayetteville. Not yeah. rural. Oh, we're, yeah. we're in the like city part.
Yeah.
And we're at a stoplight, like just at a stoplight with a bunch of other cars in traffic. And a cop just was stopping at the stoplight as well on his way to wherever he was going. Lights weren't on. And this guy was so nervous about something that he literally like peeled out to get away to
which
lose
is,
the cop.
Which is what you naturally should do when you're trying to get away from cops.
Yeah. yeah. Super subtle. And I'm such a good kid that I'm just like so turned off by this bad boy. Right. And he like, oh my gosh, you would have loved his sideburns. Anyway, the funny thing is we go to the movies. It doesn't matter. Afterwards, he's like, do you want to get ice cream? And I was like, no, I want to go home.
He got away from the cops. No problem.
Yeah, because they weren't looked. He was like, he was afraid they were going to run his plates idly while they were sitting there. Oh. But then cut to like the end of the year and we're all out on the football field for like a pep rally or something. And all of a sudden you see this guy being chased by the principal across the football field. And it was this guy because he had like pot at school and he was apparently like a drug deal, like a weed drug dealer.
I was going to ask, is he a drug dealer?
Yeah, I didn't know. I was so naive. Oh. I didn't know those were all signs of like sketchy dude.
Man, really dodge a bullet with that one.
I know. I'm so unlike anyone to date a bad boy. he was too bad. I was like, I hate this.
This subwoofer is too loud.
Oh man, huh. He's really cute though.
Okay, I wonder what he's doing these days.
Probably in jail.
Wow,
those are like not the worst bad first date stories, but I feel like there's got to be a lot more out there.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a ton of people with a lot of really bad first date stories.
Okay, now it's time for we're gonna have a segment. Damn it! A segment. Hey!
That worked out perfectly.
That actually worked.
Yeah, good job.
Okay, so
there's two types of people in the world.
And somehow they end up together. I would like to take today's episode to talk about a very contentious
I feel like I already know what you're going to say, but we'll see.
And that is something that we disagree on wholeheartedly. This did not come up on our first date somehow.
If it had, would we even be together?
This would be a great first date question. Find out if you should be with this person or not.
Okay.
Okay. And that is the flat sheet debate.
Here we go. Oh.
There we go. We feel very strongly about the existence of the flat sheet. I think it is useless.
And I think it's an absolute requirement.
I just don't think a flat sheet is necessary if you have a duvet cover. The whole point of a flat sheet is to make it so you don't have to wash your comforter as much. But we
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. The trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
The duvet cover, and we have to wash our duvet cover. So why have a flat sheet? Just gets in the way.
I don't understand because you're such a clean person. You're like, you have clean tendencies. Yes, you don't like germs. You have this thing where like you want layers between you and the spiders, right? The spiders. And so.
Why'd you put that in quotes? The spiders.
The spiders. So. You have this idea that like, hey, the spiders can come from anywhere at any time. And so I don't understand why you wouldn't want just another layer of protection from the spiders.
Because really, it's a prison And there's no fast escape with that many layers.
Why would they include the flat sheet if you didn't need it?
That's your argument? It's oh, the business selling you the thing must have meant for, like, it, like, that's really?
Big sheets? What's big, big bedding?
Yeah. The lobbyists.
The big bedding lobbyists.
Yeah.
They're just charging us more for the flat sheet.
And to this day, the flat sheet gets balled up at the bottom of the bed.
Because you ball it up and put it at the bottom of the bed.
Not intentionally, when I'm sleeping.
All right, I get the idea that you're saying, hey, you have a duvet cover, you don't need the flat sheet. But what is easier to wash, a flat sheet or taking the duvet cover off the duvet? Because that's a whole other story about putting the duvet back in the duvet cover.
Awful. However, we do both.
But we don't have to.
What?
A flat sheet keeps you from having to wash the duvet cover.
We do have to wash both because our dog lays on our bed.
I don't think that your arguments are very sound.
Okay. Wow. All right. Listen, I was in speech and debate, but I was in the acting portion, not the debate portion. Whatever. You win. We use the flat sheet. We've used the flat sheet for the last 10 years of our relationship. Mm-hmm. And I propose every 10 years, we switch. So now, I think for the next 10 years, I get to have a bed without a flat sheet. That's what I think we should do.
I don't know. I don't know.
Just think about it. Take some time.
I was raised differently than that.
I was raised with a flat sheet. I'm rebelling.
But the flat sheet is just, it's easy. It's easy to fold, easy to wash, easy to clean. It like keeps you tucked in nicely. Don't you like that feeling?
No, of just because I roll around. I toss and turn, and that makes it harder. It's an obstacle course. Anyway, I don't sleep great. Another problem.
Yeah, we have a dog who sleeps in the room.
All right, who is right? Are you a flat sheeter or are you anti-flat sheet?
I'm down to test it out.
Asking someone how they feel about a flat sheet, I think, is a great first date question.
Yeah.
But we found some really bad first date questions that like actually happen to people on Reddit.
Yeah, thank you, Reddit. You're a treasure trove of funny stories.
I just can't believe people like this exist.
Yeah. So I think this topic definitely skews towards men asking weird questions to women or inappropriate questions to women.
Yeah.
Maybe, I mean, I'm sure there's some that women ask men, but this is definitely like, there are a lot of weird dudes out there and a lot of guys who don't know how to behave around women. So
yeah,
I think this topic is a little skewed towards men.
What do you got?
All right. This first one is, it's a doozy. So just imagine that we're at dinner, we're at like a nice restaurant and we're just getting to know each other. Maybe we have a glass of wine and I say, do you have enough body fat to maintain a pregnancy?
What?
Yeah.
Apparently is this the first date?
First date. That happened.
Do you have enough body fat to maintain a pregnancy?
Yeah.
How does this guy think pregnancies work?
like hibernating polar bears or something?
Oh my God. I would have gotten up right there.
Yeah.
Do you know, I wish that there were some like atrociously bad things said to me on first dates so that I could leave and not just like sit there knowing that I don't see this going anywhere.
You kind of have a guilty conscience.
Yeah. I don't want to be mean. I just want to tweet mean things about them.
A little passive aggressive.
Yeah. Wow.
All right. So this one's also very weird. Are you on your period? I have this strange talent where I can always smell when a girl is on her period.
Gross. Gross.
That's so gross and so weird.
Is that a pickup line?
I don't know. Can you imagine saying that to someone?
I feel like the problem is all these men read The Game, which is, if you don't know what The Game,
I read The Game. Yeah.
I read The Game because I was just so freaking curious where all these men were learning how to flirt and how to date. It is the worst book ever written. It is misogynistic. It talks about literally talking to being mean to women in order to get them to.
I completely agree. I don't think the period thing came from The Game. That's like beyond the game. Yeah, but
the book is like, say weird things and like, I don't know, sniff their menstrual cycle. Pretty sure I remember that chapter.
I feel like that's a different book. That's weird.
Well, one of mine is definitely like straight up
from The Game.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. What do you got for me?
So the one that I found is, what bottle did your hair come from?
Yo. Yeah. That's like a neg from The Game.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have another one that matches that. Do you always wear this much makeup?
Oh my God. First of all, back to mine. My hair color comes from a box, not a bottle. Or it used to.
Excuse me. Ugh. Is that even more insulting that it came from a bottle versus a box? Oh, it's just
Technically, they do put it, like at the hair salon, I guess they have to put it into a bottle. No, they put it into a bowl now. But back when I was doing it myself, it came in a box. And then you put it into a bottle. But either way.
Yeah. Meh. Awful.
It's like you don't ask that question thinking that, like, this is going to be your wife.
No.
The makeup thing, I feel like guys, especially on the internet, guys love to voice their opinion about how much makeup I wear. I'm sure women in general.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I don't wear makeup for men. I wear it for me. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about my makeup, John?
Looks great. It's less about the makeup and more about the creepy looks you're giving me. Yeah. This was one that, again, I don't think came from the game. It came from just weirdness. So this is, they had met on a dating app. And in her profile, she had said that she had kids. So one of the first things out of the dude's mouth is, so are you like really attached to your kids or
what?
Yeah.
Like, what do you say to that? Not anymore. Yeah. They cut the umbilical cord.
Now that I met you, they're gone.
Gross.
Weird. Weird.
Do you feel like there's some corner of the internet where guys just like give questions back and forth where they're like, here's how you really like set that date up so that they know where they stand, which is below you.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like some of these questions, are you just so
out of touch
with reality about what's acceptable and what's not? Or is it like, do you know it's like out of touch you're doing it intentionally? So I don't know. These questions are weird. I can't imagine a person doing that on purpose, but maybe, who knows?
I would love to see a dating show, a reality dating show, where almost like Jury Duty, where the men don't know that they are the ones that the documentary is being made about.
Yeah.
And they are being told, you know, use, and it's all like douchey men who believe in these pickup lines and have read the game and worship it. And they are being told, like, use all these pickup lines to make a documentary about your love story. Mm. And then it really just makes them look stupid.
Well, didn't they make a game about, or a show about the game?
Yeah, but it wasn't.
It wasn't like what you just described. Yeah.
No, it made the author, Neil Strauss. I know way too much about the game, I think. But it made him look like this cool guy. They found a lot of like kind of nerdier men for him to like take under his wing. Yeah. I'm so glad we don't have to date anymore. I'm so glad I don't have to try anymore. I'm just kidding. Mm. I have another one.
Okay.
This one makes me laugh because I feel like I know the person that was on this date when this question was asked.
Okay, so do I know this person as well?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll try and guess who it is.
You'll know immediately.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so are you actually going to eat that because you're ordering a lot of food?
Bix. Yeah.
That's such a funny question because even like eating on a date is such a weird fine line.
And like sharing food is also a really interesting thing because some people don't share food well.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say who.
Are you talking about me? I share all of your food.
You eat my food.
Right. That's sharing.
Am I allowed to eat your food?
We share the food.
I share my food with you.
You're allowed to have my food. You're just not allowed to have any of my water bottle. That's what I don't like.
I think in the 10 years that we've been together, you've gotten a lot better. But there are moments where like, I like just go to have a French fry from your plate. No. And you were just like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm having a French fry. And you're like, you didn't even ask. I'm like, okay, can I have a French fry?
I don't remember that.
100% that happened.
You're taking advantage of my poor memory.
I remember you explained it to me because you said it was like you were the youngest kid and you're like, we had to like fight for food. And that's like what you said that mentality was. But like, it's not like you didn't have access to food.
But we had older siblings constantly taking things from us.
Oh, so
I'm not good at sharing. You're right.
Okay. Wow. 2 seconds ago, you were like, no, we do it.
But
so
we do share food because at restaurants, I always order the two dishes I want.
Oh yeah.
We've
definitely evolved into a really like, what's the term? Efficient. We're very efficient in our restaurant ordering.
Yeah.
What two things does Lauren want? Dish one and dish two.
Yeah, but that's because you eat like everything.
That's fair. I do love most food. And to be honest, most of the time, what you're interested in ordering also is what I'm interested in.
Yeah.
So I think we've done a really good job of that. All right. So I have one more question I think is a good question to take us out.
Okay.
And this is kind of really tied to our relationship, which is a funny thing to say on a first date, but also, like I said, very kind of applicable. Who do you think will say I love you first?
What do you mean?
That's a question to ask on a first date.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's a bad question?
I mean, generally speaking, it's probably like that could put people off, right?
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
That shows like this level of confidence.
Yeah.
Of like, you see this going well. Like, I think that would, I don't know, something about that, maybe because of our history.
Yeah.
That like strikes me as like a funny thing. A good first date question.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess playful. You're right. It's playful. I think you're right. It's playful.
It's playful. It's not derogatory.
It's not intrusive. It's not talking about your body.
Yeah. And it's like you're thinking of the future. Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of people probably would be put off by that. Or like
maybe,
yeah. In your 20s, if you weren't like super serious about dating and someone said that, you could be put off by
that.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. But later on in life or...
Do you want to talk about how that story is applicable to our relationship?
It's applicable because...
Remember earlier when I was like... I got you back for not remembering me at that party.
Yeah.
Well, here's the full circle moment.
Yeah. So like a month after we were dating, I told you that I loved you.
Yep.
And then like 2 months after we started dating, I drunkenly called you my wife to your face.
Yeah.
Hey, when you know what you want, you know what you want.
I was going to be like, I think I won that game. Mm-mm. I don't know why, because we did end up married.
Yeah.
I eventually did say I love you back.
Years later.
That is not true. Nuh-uh. I remember when you told me, like you drunkenly said you love me and I ignored it, mm-hmm. I think. And then I was just like, why? Why do you love, like, why are you saying, why do you love me? And then you're like, this, this, this. And I was like, oh, okay, that's very nice. Mm. I would love me too.
Oh boy. Here we go.
What a ride. What a journey.
Yeah. Can't believe it's been 10 years. That's a decade.
A decade. Do you know, I don't know if I've ever told you this, but on our first date, when you were like, let's go to Woody's, they have these acai bowls that I love. I was like, oh no, not an acai bowl. They're full of so much sugar. But I ate it anyway.
Wow.
Because you were really excited about it.
Wow, look at you. Look at how dedicated you are.
And it was delicious. And then I was like, damn, I think I'm an acai girl now.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate the sacrifices you made for our pending relationship.
Yeah, I think I was trying to impress you.
You did.
It worked.
It worked. I don't know if it was the acai or not.
Yeah. Happy 10-year anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Heart.
Heart. All right. Well, we just did it. We just put the nail in the coffin of our very first, I don't know why I went dark, of our very first episode. That's
not a great way to describe our relationship.
No, of our first podcast episode.
Podcast?
Our Kapodcast.
Kapodcast.
Bye. Kapepisode. By the Kapows. We did it.
Yeah. So when's our next one?
Every Wednesday, new episodes.
Do you have a sign off for us?
Oh, yeah. We're Kapout.
I think that's it. I don't have, I was going to try and come up with something.
No notes.
Nothing. We're Kapout.
We're Kapout.
Like, you're just giddy. Like, look at your face. You have veins popping out of the side of your head because you're laughing so hard and you're so pleased with yourself.
It's just so stupid.
Yeah.
Okay.
Work a pout.
Work a pout.